Okay, good morning. We are in the middle of Ayin Vav. Okay, so we are going to review and learn today how to grill to kosher your any piece of meat, including your liver. Okay, just a couple quick points, and then we're going to start very shortly. I did look up and review the Gemara and the Tur. I hate going back, but real quick. Ayin Gimel Dalet. So in that case of Ayin Gimel, when we're talking about if you want to grill your liver, it's still in the same topic. So Begit Reisha and Seifa of the Shulchan Aruch are all talking about skewers. And the first case, the first half of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, they're both talking about one skewer, essentially. It could be more. But basically, you have one skewer, and in the original, the Reish is talking about originally, when they used to have their type of ovens, they would hang the skewer vertically. So there it's saying, lechatchila, the Gemara says, lechatchila, you can have it on all the meat and the liver on one skewer. Just put the kaved on the bottom, and if it gets flipped, it's okay, b'diavad. The Gemara has a similar thing about meat and the udder that has milk, but we won't get into that right now. Then the next case that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, which is from, I think it's Rashi's the first one, I think, who mentions it. It's brought down in the Tur. Now, ubishupudim refers to, again, the first case is also a shipud. The second case is, now, how do we usually use shipudim when we cook? Horizontally. And but that's what it means. It means the exact same grill, the exact same fire. The ovens are all different, but it basically means exactly the same thing. The only difference between Reisha and Seifa is if your skewer is vertical, we're not afraid the kaved's going to end up on top. But if you have it horizontal, it's very easy that when you lift it up, sometimes you lift it up one side, sometimes you lift it up from the other side of the skewer, and that's how it switches over. All right, that was just, so nowadays, lechatchila, we don't put the liver on the same skewer as basar, unless you know how to hang it vertical without it falling off. I mean, it's not that difficult, but you just don't want it to slip off on you into the fire. So we don't usually do that. Okay, we mentioned if you have blood from another piece of meat falls on your piece of meat and you're roasting, we said you have to remove kedei netila. That's right, according to the Shulchan Aruch. What is kedei netila again? It's one finger of the thumb, the thickness of a thumb in the middle. It basically is 2 centimeters, according to Rav Chaim Nar, and up to 2.4 or 0.5, according to the Chazon Ish. And if it's up in the Ramah, Madani Shulchan points out, lechatchila, the Ramah says it has to be mevatel, has to be bitul b'shishim, or the whole thing is aser. The amount of blood to the meat, and Betzarech Gadol, he says, you could be matir, like the Shulchan Aruch, and, okay, I'm not sure if it's less than Shishim, I'm not sure if you have to do Kedei Netila. We'll hopefully review that and figure that out when we get later on. Okay, and just to clarify, according to the Shulchan Aruch, anytime you do grilling, you don't have to rinse it at all, before or after. But the minhag is, for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, lechatchila, you do rinse it before. You don't soak it, like for liver or for meat, you don't soak it, but you rinse it, and just to get the blood off. That's a din lechatchila for both Sfardim and Ashkenazim lemaisa. Okay, we'll come up to this afterwards. Okay, let's read inside, and then a couple more points. So where we left off, we're in Ayin Vav. We're in the middle of Se'if Bet, in the middle of the Ramah, where it says Vinahagu. It's after this, for the letters of the Shach, so the Se'if Katans of the Shach, it's after Yud Aleph, before Yud Bet. Okay, so here let's read. Vinahagu lahachmir kishetzolin basar belo melicha, shelo lafach hashipu tamid kedei sheyazov hadam, ubedieved ein lachush. So the minhag lechatchila is when you're roasting it on a skewer that wasn't already salted for the 18 minutes or an hour beforehand. Here you just, you're koshering it by doing tzli. So the halacha is, lechatchila, don't constantly do a quick flip-flop, flip-flip-flip of the shiput, because we want a chance for the dam to get to ooze out and to fall off and to fall off the piece out and off the piece of meat. But if you're constantly doing a quick flip, then as it starts to ooze out, then you basically are like, you're turning it over with the blood that's starting to drip off, and then you put it back on. You're going to end up bringing back that same blood on top of the meat that might go inside. So again, it's really just a chumra. Really, we hold, as long as it's being koshered on the fire, all it's going to do, all the blood is ever going to do is pull it out, and it's slippery, and it's going to come right off. That's really a mikar din. So the Rama says not to do that lechatchila. A slower rotisserie wouldn't be an issue. And every so often, there's no exact shear. I don't know if it would be 10 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute. There's really no shear given. Every so often, you're allowed to flip it. Okay. Again, I'm sure there's different opinions, but there's no clear opinion. Okay, in the poskim, b'di'avid, we read that in lachush ve'ein chiluk b'kol ze bein im rotze la'ochlo kach tzili rotze la'voshlo achar kach. Makes no difference if you plan on eating it straight off the barbecue or if you want to then cook it or fry it. The same thing. Rak she'itzelenu techila kadei she'yeh ra'oi la'achila d'hainu kechatzi tzliatov. So the halacha is whenever you're cooking. Whenever you're grilling meat or a piece of meat or the liver, in order to kosher it, whenever you're grilling it, when is it kosher? When does the blood come out halachically? So we see over here, we say half of its tzli. So you can look it up in various places. The Taz has it in Samech Tet Nun Dalet, where he points out the Ran holds, when is it kosher? When does the blood come out? And then we're going to see everything else that oozes out afterwards is Mutter. So what is the Shir Machal Ben Drasai? And so we know there's a Machloka the Machal Ben Drasai if it's Shlish or Chetzi. We know that from Hilcha Shabbos. When it comes to the Rashba writes, whatever is normal for Rov Ben Adam to eat. So whatever people normally eat. Now, so what does that mean nowadays? So if you're doing it, obviously if it's medium and that's all, that's not an issue. If it's, once it's edible that most people eat, everyone agrees that for sure is no problem. If it's raw inside, so that might be a problem. If it's rare inside, depending on your definition of rare, it might be a problem. But if it's very pink and juicy, everyone agrees, no problem. That's for sure. That's for sure considered fully cooked for the purpose, or enough cooked to remove all the blood. And anything else that oozes, that drips out afterwards, is mutter to eat. Okay? Good, that covers that. The Taz says it's good to cook at least one side, that it's, he writes, mityabesh. I'm not sure what that means, but it gets, I guess, I don't think it needs to be crusted or burnt. It just means it has to be a little bit dry. I'm not sure what that means. But that's the words of the Taz. And, okay, and some quote it. All right. Let's see. Let's keep reading. All right. Yesh omrim dekol tzli tzarich hadacha achar tzliato mishum dam hadavuk po. So the Rama holds, just like lechatchila, you're supposed to rinse it right before you put on the barbecue. You're also supposed to rinse it right after the barbecue. So I know it might gross some of you out, but lechatchila, the Rama writes, whenever you kosher liver or meat on the grill, lechatchila, you're supposed to sprinkle some salt onto it, just a little bit, maybe enough to taste, okay, not a lot, and not more than that, that's for sure. And then you do that right before you put it on the flame. And then afterwards, you rinse it. Okay, I'm not sure where it's brought. Because if you want to eat fresh meat, gross is maybe a strong word. You want to eat a barbecue, you want to eat it right from the fire, right onto your plate, hot and juicy. You don't want someone now to start rinsing it in the sink with cold or lukewarm water.
It's annoying you.
Okay, annoy you. So that's a chumra of the Ramah, but that's the minhag for Ashkenazim. They're supposed to, lechatchila, do a quick rinse. Now, some point out, the Shach and others, that you're supposed to rinse it three times. Doesn't say soaking, rinsing it three times. The Maharshal, Prichadash, and Rabben, this is afterwards. Once before, some say three times. Just quickly rinse it to three times. Others say, even according to those who say three times, if you just do a good rinse to wipe off the salt that you put on, then once is enough, even according to them. But many, the Maharshal, the Prichadash says, just rinse it once and that's plenty. Ben David says he's only seen Ashkenazim do it once, but I'm sure there are some who do once or three times, depending also if they want to eat it right away as a barbecue or if they're going to cook it. Okay, so anyways, either one is definitely permitted. And well, of course, if it's already koshered, then none of these extra, you don't have to worry about the halacha sedam. So of course you don't have to, you can, anytime you normally cook meat, it's already been salted and you can eat it straight off the barbecue. We're talking about if you did it to kosher it, and the minhag of adding salt beforehand for the, according to the Ramah, actually makes it a little bit more chamor that you want to remove that salt. So anyways, that's the, okay. I think that answers that. Mihu. V'chei no'agin lachatchila, and that's the minag lachatchila, that you do a quick rinse. Now, you could rinse it and then throw it back right onto the fire again, just to, you know, a quick, you know, few seconds to heat it up or burn off that fire. So that's what I would recommend. Okay. Mihu. Im lohi dicho, if you didn't rinse it off, v'afil bishlokach, even if you cooked with it, mutter. It still had the salt on it. You didn't rinse it. It's still mutter. Right? It's a chumra of the Ramah. V'afilu nimlach techila kodem tzliyato v'lo hudach achar ha-melicha afilu hachi mutter. Even b'diavid, if you did a proper salting before and you didn't rinse it off, and then you cooked with it, it's okay. V'lo chashin ha-medam u'melach sha'alav denura mashav sha'iv. We're not worried about it in this case because the fire is going to pull off any of the blood that wasn't supposed to be there. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, let's go on. Gimel. Lo nikev, havridim ba'of bishat shchita. Okay, so when you do the shchita, we learned you only have to cut the two simanim, the kana and the veshet. There's also a din, it's better to cut the two main veins, or I think the jugular veins, when you do the shechita, okay? So you're supposed to lechatchila get it. It's ideal for the kasher and reasons of blood, not because of the laws of shechita, but because of dam. Lo nikev avridim ba'of bishat shechita asur le'ochlo afilu tzli. So now you have basically have an entire. The case is you have an entire complete full chicken. The head is still on, everything is on, and the jugular veins are still intact. You only cut the kana and veshet. Afilu tzli, you can't cook it or even roast it the way it is. Ad sheyachtoch ever v'yitzle. Unless you dismember it and take it apart so that you're going to end up, the circulatory system, the blood system is going to get cut here and there. V'yitzle. And then you can, then you roast it. So the minhag is we just cut off the head, and then it's good enough. But ratza le'echol mimenu basar chai ad shiyatach. Right, we learned that before. Ratza le'echol mimenu basar chai asur ad shiyatach v'yimlach. Now, so you have to at least cut off the head before you do tzli. Now, if you want to eat it raw, so then you can't. Because you didn't get the vridim, you have to now cut it apart so that now you can do melicha to get the blood out of the blood vessels. V'im nikar abasar michute dam, ochel afilu b'lo melicha chai o tzli. But the only thing we're worried about, according to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, is the dam that's in the blood vessels. So if you take apart the animal or you cut the vridim and you're able to do melicha, then that's fine. Then you can eat it that way. And you can eat it raw or tzli. Afilu kulo ke'achad, even if it's the entire chicken in one piece, because now you did at least nikor on the jugular veins. V'yesh she'chamiru, but this opinion is more machmer. You can look in the Gra explains. This opinion holds that when you don't shecht and cut the vridim in the neck at the same time as shechita, it's not only a problem of dam in the blood vessels, it's also a problem of dam in the muscle, because now there's no room for the blood to leave the body, and it makes blood in the blood in the muscles piresh within the blood within the muscle all around. And so now you have to get the blood out. Now the whole animal's asar of dam shepiresh without doing melicha or tzli. So you can't eat it raw. Here, let's keep reading. They don't let you eat it, ifilu, the whole thing, the whole animal, bitzli, even if you did nikur of it. Simanim, and that's referring to bishata hashchita, is when you have to cut it with the simanim.
So this is not talking about behemoths. The beginning we have
the bracket. Well, it's more of an issue by oath. I think it's the same halacha. There's more nikor to do by the animal. By a chicken, the only thing really you have to do is, I believe it's only by the neck. Okay, let's go on. Dalet. Yesh misha osar lachtoch besakin. Okay, this is quite interesting. Dalet is very relevant for the actual cooking process, for the grilling process, grilling. Yesh misha osar. Lachtoch besakin tzli she'etzel ha'eish shelo nimlach kol zman she'eino nitzle kol tzarko ibni dam she'nivla besakin. Okay, you have a piece of meat or liver and you throw it on the fire, right? Now you're koshering it with tzli. We're talking about it still has dam inside and you're koshering it with doing tzli. So while it's on the fire, right, and it wasn't kosher through melicha, so now the blood is still coming out. Let's say the first, we'll call it a minute. The first minute, chances are it takes at least a minute. Again, also depends on how thick your meat is. Let's say for the first minute when the blood is being drawn out, are you allowed to take a knife, a kosher knife that you eat with at your table, are you allowed to take that knife to slice it open in the middle while it's on the fire? So according to this opinion, it's usur. Because when you cut it with the sakin, the blood that's still coming out is still aser until it's chatzi tzli. So again, I'm just going to say, let's say a minute. Probably that's a safe number to say. It's still aser if it's a thick piece of meat. Or to stab it with a fork could also be the same problem. Correct. Touching it with the fork might also be the same problem.
My grandmother used to turn the liver over with her
hands. Wow. So it's to kosh her hands. So, okay. So that's an issue. To use your knife or your fork, if you're going to, is a problem. Okay. Because the blood is going to go inside it. Next case. V'yesh mi she'osea shiput she'tzalubo basar below melicha. If you're going to kosher it, you're going to put your unkoshered piece of meat, chunks of meat, or your unkoshered liver, you're going to put it on a skewer, and now the skewer is surrounded by this meat with blood, and you're roasting it on to kosher it with the skewer inside. So some say the skewer itself is usher to use, apparently even for the next piece of meat, until you kosher that skewer. V'yesh mi shehora she'asur la'ashot hatzli al ha'shipud la'achar she'usar min ha'esh la'achar she'pasak ha'basar milazov. Some say that also you have your meat on a skewer. The skewer became aser because of dam from the blood. Right? Some of it drips out, and some of it goes in the skewer because it's surrounded by it. It's not the same issue of the grill itself or the grate that it's resting on. So some say it's a similar issue of the shiput, and some say it's not, because by the shiput, it's being surrounded by the blood and meat, and there's not really where for it to go, while the grate that the meat is sitting on, it just quickly oozes right off, and it's not an issue. So that's also a question, if you call the grate the same level as a shiput. But anyways, according to this opinion, the shiput, we learned, is a problem. And he also holds, as soon as you take the shiput, the meat, off the grill, you have to quickly take off the meat from the shiput. You have to remove it. Because if you leave it there, again, there's no exact time limit. If you leave it there, the blood that's in the shiput is going to go back into the meat. Right? Right. Once it stops dripping out, then you got to take it off right away and remove it from the shiput. Shema yachzor abasar acham. As soon as you take it out the fire, maybe the blood will go back, v'yivla mimenu, from the shiput, and go back inside the meat and trafe it up. V'yish matirim mekol zeh v'chen aminag lahatir. And this, the halacha, though, is clearly lahatir. On all these three issues, the halacha is its mutter. And the Rama writes, "V'anan nizharin lechatchila u'matirin bedi eved." So, bedi eved, he holds the same halacha, lechatchila or machmer, that for all three. Which means, according to the Rama, lechatchila, that if you're going to cut open the meat or stab the piece of meat that you're koshering before it turns pink inside, before it's no longer raw, let's say. So then you have to take that knife or a fork and just do hagala. Okay, the poskim say hagala is enough because it just got blia from the juices from the hot meat. And also, the whole din is also a chumrah, but the poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, other poskim, I think the Shach, Ma'adonai Shulchan quotes a few, that the halacha is, if you're going to kosher it, you do it by hagala. That's good. Okay, you could do libun kal, libun chamor, but all you need to do is hagala. The shiput itself, to kosher it, is libun kal. Libun kal, you don't have to do libun chamor. If it was a piece of treif meat, then you would have to do libun chamor, because you're grilling it. But because it's all a chumra, and really the blood is slippery and comes right off, the poskim all say libun kal is sufficient. What is libun kal? So it's leaving it on the fire hot enough that it's, if you were to put straw, it would start to burn. I have for shiput, you have to do libun kal. And the amount that what is it? So I'll just take it off of the OU website. 1 hour at 550 Fahrenheit degrees, 450 for an hour and a half, 375 for 2 hours. But again, people do different things. The Ma'adonai Shulchan and Rabban David say they just leave it on the flame for a few minutes, and it's on a fire too. So to be that hot, it's on the grill. Just leave it a few minutes is what poskim say for this situation. Some people have a special utensil they use when they grill or kosher their liver or their meat, and this way they don't think about it. Like maybe they should in between, but okay, that's what's often done. Again, all this is lechatchila, so how far do you take it is also a question. And so then in between, if you're going to start grilling steak after steak after steak to kosher it, so then let the grill sit for a few minutes, maybe, according to the Rama, and then you can go from piece of meat to piece of meat. Okay, and lechatchila, yes, you remove it right away. So that covers Dawid. Oh, you know what? I think we'll stop here and we'll finish tomorrow. Okay.